You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So let's head out to Hamilton, New Jersey. Jeff, kicking off the 11 o'clock hour. What's up, Jeff?
How are you today?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
Good. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Yes, you as well.
Thank you. I'm piggybacking up on your Rangers point before. I agree with what you said about the Grinders. I want to add a few points, and I want to hear your opinion, but first off, Not just too many Grinders, but too many guys that really are borderline AHL players. I mean, like, I say this a lot. If Matt Rempe were 5'11" with the wink-wink skill set he has, he would be in the AHL. He's a novelty. Johnny Brzezinski hustles. He's an AHL player. I like how Laba hustles. He's an AHL player. There are too many guys in this lineup that are Grinders, like you said, and guys that really, if any of these guys were in, like, most teams' rosters, they'd be sent down.
Jeff, they got too many fourth liners.
Agreed.
I'm not going to tell you. I think Rempe's an NHL player, but I mean, I think Brzezinski's an NHL player, but I think they're fourth line players. Like that's, I mean, and you know, there comes a level, and that's fine, and those guys could fill great roles and be physical and be nasty and set an edge and, you know, the dump and chase that you're seeing now and everything that you're doing. And there were times that the Rangers the other night against Vancouver, you know, really kind of carried the play. They just can't score.
Yeah.
I mean, they just can't score. I like Miller being the captain of the team. I think he plays with an edge. I was telling my son that the other night. My son Gregory, when we were going to the game, like I do appreciate JT Miller. I remember when the Rangers drafted him before they traded him down to Tampa Bay. So those are positives when you look at this group. But there's, you know, this team in terms of coming together. And I understand Sullivan's trying to set a tone and a temperament first year as Ranger head coach, but they've got too many of the same guy with the same characteristics and traits.
And again, I agree with everything you're saying. And I look. Even the fourth line has to put pucks in the net occasionally, but here's what I'm thinking, okay? I know this is going to sound crazy because doing this is going to completely deplete this team of their offense, but he's not coming back. This team has got to try to get something for Panarin, and I'm not just talking prospects. I'm talking like they've got to get – they need somebody in the middle because they, you know, they're – outside of the top two lines, they're pretty weak down the middle. Panarin's not coming back. I mean, once he's gone, once they trade him, like, come March, I mean, this team's going to be a dumpster fire. This draft coming up is supposed to be really deep. I don't know who's out there. They're talking about Ryan O'Reilly. To me, he's not he's another grinder. Lafreniere is another one. Like, these are guys that just, they gave this guy a long contract. He just looks lost out there. It's not just the bottom lines. Like, the top two lines, too, at times. they just look lost. They are offensively very limited, and I think Panarin's gone. I hopefully Drury can get a ransom for this guy, but it's you know what it is? This reminds me of like the late 90s, early 2000s for Lundqvist show up. This team is just really boring and hard to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Jeff, they are tough to watch. A fair comparison when you're looking at you know, that era. Here's the problem. You have to deal now with the ramifications of the cup window when it was open, the moves that were made, inability to complete the job and not win the Stanley Cup, and now you have to deal with the aftermath. And then the question you have is, do you trust Drury to be able to handle that here moving forward? That's all. I mean, he's run through a lot of coaches. I mean, he just has. So at some point, you've got to look in the mirror and take some of the blame yourself in terms of the vision of this team and how this group was put together and where you fell through, whether it be the player development, whether it be how you handled players, whether it be the culture within the building. I mean, there's been a lot of issues. So he finally gets the guy that he's dreamt about for 2-3 years in Sullivan, and he bring him aboard. But when you look at this team, yeah, listen, I love watching the Rangers on a night-in, night-out basis when they're playing. And the next game is 12:30 start against the Philadelphia Flyers on Saturday. I love watching the Rangers. I do. My boys love watching hockey. Never going to not stop watching it. But you're watching a group here that is, you know, a diminished team. And there is a limit to what they can do. And then when you go 0-for-3 on the power play in the opening period against Vancouver, and you're overpassing the puck instead of getting and trying to get one of those greasy goals, as they say, and getting, you know, somebody in front of the net, that's an issue as well. Let's head out to Jersey City. It's Pete. When you get too fine, that's when you know that the team's trying to do a little bit too much. Pete, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing? Sorry.
Good, Pete.
Nothing much. I just really quick, I want to talk about the Yanks, some of the things you were saying. I'm kind of going to have their back here a little bit, man. I feel like some of the stuff was misplaced, you know, like almost like you're saying, like they become like a mid-level team. You know, they won the pennant 2 years ago, right? They had I know championships is the goal. I get that. But that being said, you know, they had the best record in the AL last year. They have a really solid rotation. They led the league in runs scored. So, you know, they had a good year. You know, Fried and Rodon were top five in Cy Young voting. They both got shelled when you needed them the most, and that happens. So, I mean, to like freak out and be like, hey, let's give Bellinger, you know, 8 years, and let's waste money here and let's waste money there. Just
who said
that
about
happened,
wasting money?
Absurd.
Who said about wasting money?
Well, they're trying for Bellinger, but you can't just give him what he wants. You got to negotiate a little bit. The offseason is a long way to go. But just to say, like, this team's not trying, and the Dodgers and the New Yankees, the Dodgers have $1 billion deferred.
Well,
so
if Judge is getting five million this year instead of 70, I mean, that's what bothers you. The Dodgers are the New Yankees.
It's not bothering me. No, that's a nice thing to say. If people were saying about the Mets 2 years ago, but it's not the case. You know, if the Yankees had $1 billion deferred, they'd have more leeway. But even so, they're spending money. They're trying. They're not like, and they added McMahon because he's the best defensive third baseman in the game. They score the most runs. Maybe they're not like, hey, you're not going to get a guy that's going to hit 30 home runs and have a gold glove. You know, Arenado's not that guy anymore. So just say like, oh, this team has given up and they're a mid-level team and they aren't trying anymore.
I don't agree with the vision. No, you're putting words in my mouth. I never said the Yankees gave up. I said they're self-satisfied.
Well, you kind of did.
No, I said they're self-satisfied, which they are.
Well, I don't think they are because they go out every offseason and they make moves.
You don't think the Yankees like to pat themselves on the back? And listen to the managing general partner, Hal Steinbrenner, basically tell me, you know, how well the team got along.
Let me ask you, Pete,
a similar question.
Sure. Yeah,
let me ask you this question. Do you think the Yankees, when the playoffs got started last year, this past fall, not all that long ago, do you think the Yankees were a championship team?
I think they were right there, man.
They fought
hard all October.
Really?
They fought hard to tie the division. What do you mean, really? If Fried doesn't give up 7 runs and Yule doesn't get laced,
beat up. Fried. Sorry.
I'm a little excited. Sorry. You're getting me worked up with all those Yankees.
I got you. But it's like if you're a Yankee fan, it's at least Heal, not Gill. It's just a little pet peeve of mine. That's all. I'm not saying I pronounce everything properly. I was just curious.
But I'm saying they had the rotation. They had a really solid bullpen after they grabbed Otell and Bednar and the other guy. And if those guys are going to go on and not do what they're supposed to do, you know, last year the whole thing was about Judge, and Judge went out and carried him. I get that, you know, they have to get it done when it matters most. But to say they're like they're self-satisfied and you know it's over and they're just gonna you know put out some team like who cares what happens?
No, the Yankees are gonna put out a winning team
every year.
Yankees are gonna put out a team this upcoming year that's gonna be a in all likelihood a playoff team with the expanded playoffs in Major League Baseball that has the potential to win I don't know 96, 97 games, right? Okay. Are the Yankees gonna put a team together that is going to be like is going to take Major League Baseball by storm? They are not.
I mean, if you win 96, you should be in the conversation for World Series champion. I mean,
well, but
I get the Dodgers are ridiculous. I get that. But well,
the Dodgers operate on a different level. Like there was a point in time, Pete, you're old enough. How old are you, Pete?
45.
Okay, you're 45. You remember Larry Lucchino at the Red Sox, right? Tabbing the Yankees as the evil empire, right?
Yes.
Are the Yankees the evil empire anymore?
I mean, if you take the Dodgers out, then maybe. No. But they still have a $340 million payroll. They don't have a $200 million payroll.
No, they don't. They don't have a $200
million. Judge was getting $5
million. Pete, you're a happy Yankee fan.
I'm not happy. If I was happy, I wouldn't be calling you up. I wouldn't be calling you up yelling. I'm just saying, the difference between the Yankees and the Dodgers is Ohtani's getting $6 million instead of $70 million. And Judge is getting whatever it is, 40 or something.
I understand
like that.
They structured the deal. They structured the deal, but they also had a player that was willing to structure the deal as well because he wanted to go out there and win. You know, that's it. You know, you get to Judge. Judge had to basically call Hal and say, listen, I'm getting better offers from other teams. I don't want to go anywhere else. I want to be a Yankee. And then the Yankees went out there and matched what Judge was getting in the offseason in free agency a couple years ago. Like, that was, you know, after he came close to signing with the, you know, the Giants and the Padres were in the mix. All that kind of stuff with Aaron Judge. That's all. It's just a different way of looking at it. Like, you think I say the Yankees have given up. No, I'm talking about motivation. See, giving up is quitting. Giving up is bottoming out. Giving up is what the Astros did when they were getting a 0.0 television rating in Houston and they were ending up with the first overall pick every single year or top five picks every single year. Nobody was watching. The Yankees aren't going to do that. They're not stupid. They understand the brand that they have. But here's where the Yankees, they're not willing to go above and beyond. That's what you're looking for, to go above and beyond. And any Yankee fan that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, and I understand he was banged up at the end of the year. Like, do you look at Rodon as worthwhile $162 million investment when the Yankees signed him? Do you trust him in a big-time spot? And you know what I mean by trust. Like, to the level that you trusted Pettit. To the level that you even trusted, say, a Jimmy Key. You trust him in that kind of a spot? Thinking that you're going to get that game, give you a winnable start, give that team every opportunity to win that game. Do you have that kind of level and the trust with Carlos Rodon? I don't. If you do, God bless. Because I'm not on that kind of level when you're looking at Carlos Rodon. I mean, that's where it is. So, you know, you got to pivot. At some point in time, you got to realize, we can't have four DHs on the team. When Hal tells me, well, we spend the most money in Major League Baseball on player development, well, what has gone wrong with Jason Dominguez? And why does Volpe get worse? And I understand that he banged up shoulder. I get it. That suffered in the Blue Jay game. But why does Volpe get worse? Why has there been a regression? Why does the guys get better, evolve as players? Especially when you're looking at really talented players. Let's head out to Yonkers. It's Dennis. It's the fan. What's going on, Dennis?
Mark, how are you, buddy?
Dennis, good morning, holiday, brother. How are you?
Holiday treat with Belusis on a Thursday. Okay, I'll stay with baseball because I've ranted enough about the Giants.
Talk about the Giants. Yeah. You want to get rid of Shane. You called Schmelk and I on Saturday morning. I understand, Dennis. That's what you want to do. You want to get rid of Shane.
I'll save that with for you and Schmelk. I told Joe a while back, the Stearns model doesn't work. It's the Farhan Zaidi model. I don't think it's sustainable. Let's put it that way. Now, the Giants didn't have a $750 million player, but I don't know how much that will mitigate what he's trying to do. The Giants won 107-21, and eventually it deteriorated because you tried to piecemeal it forever. If Stearns is trying to do that here, I just don't think it works. I've seen it firsthand, but we'll see. It will help to incorporate young pitching. as for the Yankees, you know what I think. And I'm not going to mention that they made the – I love that caller, the last caller. I wish I had gotten his name. He was right on target.
Oh, it's right up your alley, right. I mean, they've made the playoffs, 18-22, whatever it is, 17-21.
79% of the time over the last two and a half decades.
I understand.
But here's what bothers me about the Yankees and Met fans and the callers and the media here. They're obsessed with, hey, they're not the Dodgers. Hey, they're not the Dodgers. The Yankees need to worry about the Orioles, Red Sox, Jays. The Mets need to worry about the Phillies, Braves, maybe the Marlins. My team, the Giants, have to worry about the Dodgers, who, by the way, hit the threshold of $1 billion 2 years ago, and that's what it took for that overrated front office to win. $1.06 billion deferred.
Yeah.
Every dollar of that should count against their payroll. Every dollar, not a portion of. Ohtani's $68 million deferred, only $46 million counts. That's ridiculous. Now, maybe there's a CBA thing going on there. I don't know, because players like deferred money. I would. But it shouldn't be that way. And so the Dodgers – and by the way, the Dodgers were down 2-1 to the Padres 2 years ago, could easily have lost that series, won a 2-0 game five. They were outplayed in seven games by the Blue Jays.
But they won.
The Dodgers out to be the dynastic A's or the dynastic
no
Yankees.
No one's saying that, Dennis, but the Dodgers bother you, being the Giant fan you are. Like we've discussed this.
I know they bother.
They're the two-time defending World Series champs.
You don't have to say that, Mark, like that.
You know, that is. I mean, that is it. I mean, Dennis, you know that. You know, everything that you said, in like, you know, $5 will get you a pack of gum. I mean, that's basically it.
Can I qualify that? The billion-dollar two-time defending World Series.
You know what? Now they've got Edwin Diaz closing games for them.
Yeah, that's another thing. I'll make a lunch bet with you that Devin Williams has a better year than Edwin Diaz.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
We have to have lunch in it. We're supposed to have lunch
in it. Yeah, so you got it. I'll make that. You know, you can lean in on Devin Williams. You can, you know, I'll be able to have his beard out in Queens. There'll be no, you know, you don't have to have Stearns and Cohen meet with the media and talk about the beard policy. And, you know, if Hal ever heard of a player that didn't want to sign with the Yankees because they didn't allow facial hair, it would really bother him. Like, we had that whole, I mean, that was fascinating presser that the Yankees ran down there in Tampa. Interesting. But, yeah, you could do that. And when you look at – and listen, when you look at Devin Williams, and he might – and listen, the Mets are leaning in on Weaver and Williams, and a lot of teams in Major League Baseball, you know, put the jokes aside, believe that outside of the truly elite, that relievers run hot and cold year to year. So what Stearns has been able to do here in bringing in two former Yankees in Williams and Weaver – he's going to lean into the fact that after down seasons, and Williams was a down year, Weaver was a down year, and he was banged up a little bit as well, that they're going to bounce back in a big-time way in 2026. And you know what? You might be right. 1118, Malus is with you. 888-808-1019.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We'll get into some other things. The Knicks and Mike Brown after the other day putting up a banner at the Garden. We'll get into that. And luckily, the Knicks basically, no, we're not going to be doing that. We're going to pass on the NBA Cup. The Emirates NBA Cup, by the way. Made sure that Adam Silver getting in that sponsor time and time again as the Knicks were victorious Tuesday night out there in beautiful Las Vegas. But it is a season now. It was a week ago tonight. Right, I took my son, last Thursday night. My son had hockey practice, took him to hockey practice, everything and the like. Got home. Donna was not feeling particularly well. She's back, you know, teaching kindergarten, and she caught something from one of the kids, you know. Parents send their kids sick to school all the time, right? So she caught something from one of the kids. Stomach bug, right? Was up till 4 o'clock that morning with Donna as she's throwing up all over the place, right? Terrible, terrible stomach bug. But here's what you think as a parent when that's going on, right? And you think as a parent at that stage, number one, you got to, you know, care for your wife. You got to make sure everything's A-okay. Number two is, you've got to fumigate the house because the last thing you want to have happen is that stomach bug. So you're wiping down everything with Lysol. You're spraying the house down with Lysol. You're doing everything you can. You're cleaning up the floor. Luckily, you know, we had the pail and everything like that. So it wasn't all that big of a cleanup. But the fear that you have as a parent, if you don't have kids, this is the fear. It can't run through the house. Like the last thing you want to have happen is that stomach bug runs through the house. So that was Thursday night, Friday. Saturday night, drive home. Gregory, he had a hockey game mid-Fairfield, right? Saturday night, get home. 8:15 Saturday night. My wife texts me as I'm driving home from Norwalk, Connecticut. Paul's not feeling particularly well. Uh-oh. Right? Laying down. Get home, not 10 minutes. Paul's laying down in our bed, in our bedroom, over to the side. Didn't realize his stomach was not feeling well. Barfs all over the room. Like projectile vomit. My wife at that time is making Christmas cookies with Jackson and her. Like Jackson and her making Christmas cookies in the kitchen. I walk in that. Now the room reeks. Like, I don't want to make any. I understand we're approaching lunchtime. People are eating bagels. They're enjoying themselves, whatever it might be. Room is absolutely stinks. Donna looks at me and says, "You're going to handle this." Absolutely. Because you have to carry out the marching orders at that point in time. You know, there's no team aspect to this. There's none of that. So basically, holding my nose as I'm cleaning up vomit all over the bedroom. Now it's on the bed, it's on the sheets, it's on the rug, it's all over the place. Paul almost getting out of the bed, steps into it. It was a disastrous scene. Right? So that was Saturday night. Paul throws up. Take a half hour, 45 minutes, clean up the bedroom, strip the bed and remake the bed, put the sheets into the washing machine and everything like that. So now we got two down. Donna's down, Paul's down. Sunday night, Greg, we have family over for Gregory's birthday. He just turned 9. Gregory's passed out on the couch as everyone's there, sleeping, right? Gregory has flu. So now we got stomach bug and we got flu A running through the house. Now, last one. Well, there's two left. There's me, and then there's Jackson. Jackson then, that night, up all night, throwing up in the bathroom. Now, he luckily was able to make it to the toilet, so there was no cleaning up. So as I got this call, I think it was like Tuesday, I got a text from David and Ryan, Monday or Tuesday, I forget what it was. Like, can you do the midday show on Thursday? This is like Shangri-La, based on what I've gone through for the last 5 days. I've been to the Minute Clinic with the kids as they're playing with the, you know, the latex gloves, bopping around. I've dealt with Donna's stomach bug, Paul's stomach bug, Jackson's stomach bug, Gregory flu A. I'm the only one that has not gotten sick. I can't believe it. I can't believe I've not gotten sick. But that is what the Melusa's household up in Connecticut has been like for since a week ago. Last 7 days. Last 7 days it has been that. It's been dealing with quirky stomachs, a lot of throw up, a lot of clogged toilets, and my youngest son Gregory dealing with the flu. So when I got the call from David and Ryan, hey, can you do the show on Thursday? I'm like, yeah, what time? When do you need me? 10 a.m.? Sure, I'll fill in. I was like, yeah, okay, sounds good. And I get a little bit of a reprieve. But here's the, we want to know the big lesson. First off, it is the season where everyone gets sick and kids get sick. And parents, I mean, sending their kids sick to school, we don't do that, but parents do. And I get it, sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures. But when your wife asks you to do something, just do it. There's no, like, debate. No, you know, conversation. Just carry out those marching orders and you take care of business. You just do it. Garbage needs to go out. You got it, honey. Clean up the vomit. You got it. No problem. No worries. Lysol the house. Wipe down every doorknob in the house. No doubt. No problem. But here we are. Knock on wood. I've not gotten sick. Not yet. Not yet. And we're almost home. Chris in Bayshore is up next to the Fed. What's going on, Chris?
Moose, it's great to hear you during the day. I always enjoy your stories. And, yeah, it's nothing like having kids to get your house all infected.
No, it's terrible, Chris. It's terrible.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. That's why, you know, mine are two grown-ups now, and it's awesome. It's great. But, listen, a couple of things. First, it's great to hear you talking hockey on the Fan. And I think, if you'll allow me, I got a Yankee point and a Ranger point. I think I've been watching the Rangers since the Hatfield days, and it's so obvious. Everybody that's called has been right on, and yourself, and they're unwatchable. I mean, they're just it's something seriously missing. And I think that I joke around all the time. I think a guy like Brady Tkachuk would be perfect, but you know, obviously that's going to upset the cart. I mean, you pretty much handed the team to JT Miller, who some nights looks like he's just either incapable or disinterested. I don't know. He plays hard most of the time, but you know, you can't bring in another guy, you know, when he's already there. So, but I think a Brady Tkachuk guy or a Shanahan kind of guy, somebody that has skills that makes you skate with your head up, it's just, they don't have it. It's just not, Rempy's not the answer for that. And they're just almost unwatchable. I don't know if you agree.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, still, I enjoy, I mentioned a caller last hour or earlier this hour, I enjoy still watching the Rangers. I get the point that you're making. We're far away from where the team was 3 years ago. I mean, it's a far cry from the electricity, from the explosiveness, from what they were able to do offensively. Now, there were limitations to that team. They were very power play dependent. We know what the three pillars are when you're looking at Stanley Cup playoff hockey: goaltending, penalty kill, power play, right? They weren't great 5-on-5. That was something that was broken down in terms of being offensively productive. So there were issues when you looked at that group as well. But, you know, now you've got... You know, you've got, listen, you still have Panarin on the team. You still have Zibanejad on the team. You still have, obviously, Miller's the captain. You know, Keandre Miller gone. He's in Carolina. The explosiveness from this team is gone. And there's just a lot of guys on this team that I think are NHL caliber players, but there's a limitation to what they are from a talent perspective.
Yeah, and to be honest, I mean, Gavrikov, whatever, they gave him a long deal. But the D-Core, I mean, those four, there's this three or four or five of them, whatever, they're, you know, playing musical chairs with Vakanainen or whatever, but, you know, that D-Core is average at best. I mean, you know, without Fox, and he's kind of having a better season point-wise, and looks to be having a better season, but they're just lackluster. I mean, you know, it's really, you watch, and they just can't score. I mean, you talk about Panarin and Zibanejad, but they just can't score. There's not a creator on the list or a guy that you know, will stand in front of the net. Cooley tries, but I mean, there's nobody that'll stand in front of the net and get those messy goals at all.
A little bit of dirty goal. I mean, Chris, you're not wrong. I mean, you're 100% correct. I mean, you're not wrong from that aspect of it. They don't have that guy. And now that I think their inability to generate that offense, now they're, instead of just getting pucks on net, now they're trying to be a little bit too fine. I mean, that's the other issue when you look at this group. Poughkeepsie bound we go. It's Bill. It's the fan. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. Happy holidays to you and your family, and I hope your kids feel better.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we've turned a corner, Bill. We've turned a corner. You know, they're all on the mend. They're all feeling better. But it was, you know, a rough 6-7 days, no doubt.
Well, I'm glad there's light at the end of the tunnel. I want to talk about the Giants. Obviously, they have issues. That's probably the understatement of the year. You know, they need help in the secondary. They need to bolster their O-line, maybe get some more pass rushers, D-line. But can you talk about how important, like, having a reliable kicker is these days in the NFL? And can you see them drafting a kicker, maybe like number 3 or number 4? And
You're talking about in the 3rd or 4th round?
Yes.
I don't know if you necessarily need to do that. I mean, I haven't looked at who's going to be available from a place kicker position. And when you're looking at the NFL draft, but there have been guys that have been really good college kickers that don't necessarily translate to being really good NFL kickers where they've spent draft capital on them. His name is slipping my mind. He was drafted by Cleveland, Jed York. Remember Jed York,
yes.
Right? I mean,
yep.
He was out of LSU. I think
didn't
they spent 4th or 5th round draft choice, huge leg, and he was just inaccurate, right? You look at Jake Moody. Jake Moody drafted by the 49ers out of Michigan, right? They ended up getting rid of him. Then he's now with Washington, bounced around a little bit before landing with the Washington Commanders. Now, you know, those guys have got that kind of leg talent, and you want to make sure, here's the deal, like, and I just didn't love Ku coming aboard because he was an indoor kicker down in Atlanta. He had missed big kicks with the Atlanta Falcons. Now you're sticking that kicker up here in the Northeast. I didn't necessarily think it was going to translate. Yeah, I think the Giants have got to resolve that. That's got to be, you know, something that is at the top of the list is not. But in today's day and age of place kickers in the National Football League, you know, you've got to be accurate at 55+.
True.
I mean, that's
true.
It. I mean, and I'm not talking about being Aubrey. I'm not talking about being the Jacksonville kicker, but you've got to, I'm not talking about hitting 67, 68 yarders, but when you're in range, you've got to be in range in today's day and age in the National Football League. When you're at the 38-yard line of the opponent and it's going to be a 55-yarder, you've got to be in field goal range.
All true, and I'll let you go, and happy holidays again, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you got it, Bill. And I think it's, you know, for the Giants, when it comes to the NFL draft, let's see exactly where they end up, what pick, what selection. It's great to read the quotes from Evan Neal the other day that he has no regrets. Okay. It's going to be a fascinating. The Giants have got to, as an organization, and we'll see who the coach is. We'll see if they stay the course with the general manager, Joe Shane, or if there's significant change following this season. But whoever is the head coach of this team, the culture and the accountability has got to be there. Like, it can't be, and I get today's day and age of professional sports where there's player empowerment, and you see it more in the NBA than you do anywhere else, but where, you know, you want to be everyone's best friend. That doesn't work. It really doesn't. You know, there's a reason why Belichick has won. There's a reason why Vrabel has turned the corner. And I understand a brutal loss, blowing the lead that they did this past weekend at home up in Foxborough against the Buffalo Bills, and what a comeback by Josh Allen and company. But reason why Vrabel is successful, reason why Sean Payton's successful in Denver, reason why Harbaugh is successful in Los Angeles with the Chargers, the culture, the, you know, the nonsense has got to come to an end. It's great that Abdul Carter had a kind of breakthrough game this past Sunday in a loss against the Washington Commanders, but you know, he has to have the nonsense with him has got to come to an end. See, he's freaky athletic good. He's got to understand what it means to be a professional football player, week in and week out, and the commitment. And to be great, you got to go above and beyond. And you got to bring in a head coach that's going to define what Giant football is going to be here moving forward. And you got to win. Well, that's easier said than done. You got to win. And this is an all-important hire. I mean, we can get into the general manager and Joe Shane, but when you're looking at the head coach, you know, the Giants have gambled on McAdoo, who was in-house, didn't work. Gambled on Pat Shurmur, didn't work. Gambled on Joe Judge, didn't work. Gambled on a guy that, you know, won collegially, won in the NFL as an assistant at success with Josh Allen with the Buffalo Bills, and Brian Daboll, didn't work. So that's where the lean now is. Let's bring in a guy that's got some sort of an experience, some sort of resume, can be able to handle it. We know exactly what we're going to get. And I understand that. But there needs to be some accountability that comes along with it. What is going to define Giant football? I've said it time and time again. What's going to define Giant football here moving forward? Outside of the personalities, when you look at Dart, Scataboo, after he comes back after that grotesque ankle injury that he suffered against the Philadelphia Eagles, what is going to define you? You used to know that when you thought about the Giants. Giants were a tremendous cold weather team. Could be able to run it. Great offensive line. Could be able to get after the quarterback. You don't even have to go back to the days of Sims. I mean, that was it with Eli Manning. And Eli Manning is another perfect case in point when we talk about analytics. Eli Manning in the regular season was remarkably inconsistent. I mean, there would be no debate about Eli Manning making it to the Hall of Fame if you just looked at it, what he was in the regular season. You're not a Hall of Famer. What defines Eli Manning is what he was able to do in those two playoff runs in 7-11. And that throw to Manningham in Indianapolis was one of the great pressure throws that you'll ever see. The Tyree catch was kind of an outlier. I mean, it was an unbelievable catch by David Tyree. You give Eli credit for evading the pass rush and staying upright and tossing the ball down the field. I mean, it was a remarkable catch. But Eli was able to raise his level in a couple of playoff runs. Two epic runs. I mean, you could make the argument that 2007 run, you know, to go on the road, Tampa, Dallas, Green Bay, and then to beat the previously undefeated New England Patriots in Glendale, Arizona, it's right there as one of the great Super Bowl championship runs that the NFL has ever seen. 11:39, Melusa's with you, 888-808-1019.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's going on, Jesse?
Hey, Mark. What's up? Good to hear you in the fan again. With the Mets, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's that hard. I mean, look at Andrew Friedman. He went from Tampa Bay to L.A. You know, they're owned by Guggenheim's, you know, Cohen has money. I mean, everything's similar. I mean, why doesn't Cohen say, look, David, look at that guy over there. Just do what he's doing. You keep saying he wants to be like the Dodgers. So just look at the GM and look what he's doing with the organization. Follow his blueprint, and that's it.
You could hire any Tom, Dick, and Harry. Obviously, you know, David Stearns has had a game plan here with Steve Cohen, sold him on his vision. Cohen waited for him before getting him from Milwaukee and hiring him in the position. So he's going to operate this team as he sees fit. And Cohen lets you do your thing. I mean, he just does. I mean, Cohen stayed out of the way. I mean, he just is. So, you know, and Steve, before David Stearns came aboard, was aggressive and spent money in Scherzer, Verlander. Didn't work. So clearly when David Stearns and Steve Cohen are having conversations, this does not come at all that big of a surprise. I'm sure David was open and honest in terms of not willing to give Pete Alonso a long-term contract. And I get the frustration. I get the anger. I get it. But this is what Cohen has bought into. And we'll see how it turns out. And listen, the proof is going to be in what the team does this upcoming season. And if it ends up being disastrous, I don't think the length of stay here for the president and general manager is going to be all that long.
Look, I'll give Stearns credit for the farm system. I mean, their farm system has really improved within the last couple of years.
Yeah,
but I think as a GM and acquiring talent, I think he's not that's not his strong point. You know, I think he had a GM in Milwaukee also, so. Over here, he's doing everything by himself. He might need some help because I think it would serve him to have like a GM, like a Manaea, like one of those types, like the Browns.
This is his vision. This is his baby. I mean, Jesse, this is his baby. You know, so, you know, he doesn't feel like he needs a general manager. You know, he's got enough of a support staff. He's built the support staff himself. You know, this is his group. This is his vision of a team. So this is his baby moving forward here. You're right. Those are positives. Steve Cohen's talked about it time and time again about having a healthy farm system, top, bottom, being a feeder for the major league level, right? And you as an organization have to go out there and identify who's real and who's not. And sometimes you're right and sometimes you're wrong. And being able to pair those guys off that you don't necessarily believe in long term as an organization when their value is at their peak, to be able to maximize their value to help out your organization in the here and now. Those are what good teams do, right? They don't let talent just rot away on the vine. So we'll see exactly where this team ends up. It's not a finished product, right? We're all judging a painting before the artist actually signed the bottom. You know, so let's see exactly what this team looks like when this offseason is done and complete.
I think Stearns made a big mistake with Diaz. You know, I think he wanted to come back. He just felt he wasn't treated the right way, and that led him to look at LA and say, why am I going to waste my time over here when these guys seem like they don't know what they're doing? Let me go to a team that knows what it's doing. I just won twice. You know, they could have handled that better. And
well, Jesse, and here's the, you know, you can tell a player. What's amazing about Diaz is clearly, I mean, he might have just wanted the Dodgers and wanted the LA lifestyle, the commitment to winning, you know, beautiful ballpark, the weather, everything that comes along with it. You know, the culture, the expectations, the accountability. Maybe he was tired of the nonsense. Maybe he felt disrespected. I don't know, after bringing in Devin Williams, whatever it might be. I just don't understand the negotiating tack from the Mets. If you really wanted Diaz back, and I've got an owner that's worth $22, $23 billion. He's the richest singular owner in all of Major League Baseball. Then why not go, you know, 3 for $75? Why do you tell Diaz, well, it's 3 for $66, but we're willing to move more. Why not just go above and beyond? Show him the love. Why not? I mean, instead of him not coming back to you and then people being like, well, why didn't he come back? Well, why didn't you just make your best offer that you possibly could? That's what I didn't get from there. And you know, that's a gamble. You know, they're banking on Devin Williams to now have a huge bounce back season and resemble the closer he was in Milwaukee as compared to, you know, really what ended up being a lost season in 1 year in the Bronx with the New York Yankees. Let's head out to Malvern. It's Sonny. It's the fan. What's going on, Sonny?
Moose, long time no speak. How you doing?
Sonny, I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. A couple things. One with the Mets, and then a couple things with the Giants I want to rattle off. One with the Mets, I think the Mets made a big mistake with Pete Alonso. I think he's going to be fine another 3-4 years. His power numbers are not going to change. He never misses a game. I mean, great clubhouse guy, and all the numbers obviously speak for themselves. I think Lindor was actually the guy they should have gotten rid of because he had the problem with Nimmo. He had the problem with Soto not welcoming to the team. So that's just my opinion. I think he's going to do unbelievable in Baltimore in that stadium. He's going to do great.
Yeah,
I wish
Sonny,
well.
When the Mets went to the NLCS, who was the guy that had all the big hits?
Yeah, I know that, Moose, but
they
haven't won
a championship.
Yeah, I know it was Lindor, but they haven't won anything, Moose, you know?
No, that's just my opinion.
They had to change his team up.
Can
and I
ask
know
you,
about,
so Lindor, sure. Lindor's got a – Soto just signed for $765 million. Lindor's got to call him up and kiss his rear end?
No, I mean, out of respect, call him up and welcome to the team. I think yes.
I mean,
I think the short answer
you know,
is yes.
I don't, you know, I guess. I mean, but I don't, that's the downfall of the team, Nimmo and Lindor. So now get rid of Lindor after, by the way, weren't Met fans this past year when they had the rights ceremony calling up this station talking about naming Lindor the captain?
And that wasn't me. You know, I know Lindor.
I mean, that was the
conversation.
I mean, that was a conversation that was going on. Now you want to jettison Lindor out of here. And maybe they do. Maybe they trade him to San Diego. Maybe he's gone. Maybe the last guy standing is Soto.
I'm tired of his starts, you know, 2-3 months without doing anything. As far as the Giants, a couple things really quick. Would you agree Eli was at his best when the pressure was the highest? That's number one. And the answer is yes, Eli was incredible. Number two, there's 300 Division I colleges. You can't tell me the Giants can't find a kicker. And Moose, in this day and age where kicking is so important, like you said before, Giants are down two. They got the ball 2 minutes. They get the ball, say, at the 30. All they need is 30 yards. Every week you see somebody, every week, and I'm not exaggerating, you see somebody kicking a 60-yard field goal, and the Giants can't even kick a 40-yard. It's ridiculous. And as far as the coaching situation, like, I believe more than ever, Moose, you need a proven commodity here, not a defensive coordinator, not an offensive coordinator. With the problems you had with Neighbors last year on the sidelines bickering, he's, you know, questioning the coaching on his couch this year. You have Carter, obviously, with his problems this year. You need a guy like McCarthy in here. I'm sure of that more than anything. You can't bring in an unproven guy. I'm sorry, Moose. And
yeah, Sonny, you know who I'd be interested in? If he shakes free down in Baltimore, would be Harbaugh. I don't think Tomlin's going to shake free. And if I'm looking for a disciplinarian, I don't necessarily think that's Mike McCarthy. I don't disagree with you. Like, I think the idea now, I don't know if the Giants, and I don't know this, but I would venture to guess, I don't know if there's the appetite for taking a gamble on a Chris Shula and hoping for the best.
I love Harbaugh. Yeah, that's
and,
a no-brainer.
I need somebody that's going to step into the building and clean up the nonsense.
But why would Baltimore let him go? He's a iconic
coach. Well,
maybe they
feel like, you know, that it's run its course. They fall short this year. The window is closed. That they need to bring in a different voice. I don't know. I'm just asking. It's been something.
Moose,
you know,
can I ask you one
it's been thrown out there before. That Giant fans talk about Mike Tomlin. I don't know if I necessarily think Mike Tomlin's going to shake free from the Pittsburgh Steelers, but. You know, that's the kind of thing, you know, it's a shame if Sean Payton was ever available, and he's never going to be. He's in Denver, and they've got aspirations of going to a Super Bowl. But when he was, if that caliber of coach was available, that's what you're kind of guy that you're looking for, that you know you set in, and he's going to set the tone and temperament for the entire team.
Yeah, let me ask you one thing, Moose. Moose, where did this come from? I've heard it on your station. For some reason, some idiot started a conversation about the possibility of trading Dart so they can get the one with number one pick. Why would you trade a proven commodity who the Giants love for somebody who's unknown, like, say, Mendoza? Who started this? Have you heard this? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've not. That's I hate my kids using this term, Sonny, but can I just say it's stupid.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's stupid.
I know. It's unbelievable.
And not all opinions are good opinions.
And one last
right,
thing.
Sonny, that's what you got to realize. Not everything... Yeah. Not everything. I mean, that's dopey.
Yeah. One last thing. Where would you go in the draft? I know there's a lot of holes. You know, safety, shutdown corner, second receiver, linebacker. So many holes to fill. Moose. What would you be if you had your choice? Number one, going to the draft. Whether it's the one, number one, two, three, a pick. It doesn't matter. Who would you your first? Not player, but position be?
Yeah. I mean, I think the Giants. First off, I want to see exactly where they go for a head coach. You know, I wouldn't necessarily be drafting a receiver that high when I've got Malik Nabers and I've got a quarterback that makes everyone around him better. Scatterboot comes back. He can be a receiver coming out of the backfield. I got to see exactly what happens with my offensive line. You're obviously not drafting a guard or interior offensive lineman that high when you're looking at the NFL draft. You could look at the linebacker spot, but I've already invested in the linebacker spot with Abdul Carter and Kayvon Thibodeau. Okereke, his production has decreased the past couple of years. You know, when John and I do that Giants talk back, Giants live show on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8, I mentioned I'd love to get an elite-level cornerback. But the Giants also, you know, if someone falls in love with Mendoza, you know, you might be in a position where you could move back and still get the caliber of player that you're looking for, and be able to pick up assets that can help your team and your organization long term.
Yeah, how about the ridiculous also comments that I heard that they, to me, they're ridiculous, like they wouldn't do that, what you just mentioned with the Jets, because in case the Jets get their franchise quarterback, who cares? As long as the Giants get their players, Musa, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I understand that sentiment more than the first one. Know this. Like, just, the Giants have found their quarterback. The search is over. There is no debate. There is no conversation. Now, does he need to get down? Does he need to not take the unnecessary hits like he did up in Foxborough? He's been checked for a concussion 5 times this year, entered the concussion protocol once. Is that sustainable? That is not sustainable. But from a commitment, leadership, performance perspective, if you're a Giant fan, I understand this is another long-lost season. You got 3 games to go in this NFL regular season, and the games are not relevant. And you're looking toward the offseason, and there's going to be significant change to the organization once again. The quarterback question has been answered. That's not debatable. He is going to be the guy here moving forward. And the Giants firmly believe it. I think we all firmly believe it. Brady's talked about it. That is out of the equation. Now the question you have is, what do you do to help build this team around him? Because you want to win with Jackson Dart when he's getting paid like a rookie under his initial rookie contract, not when you're paying him $30, $40, $50 million a year. Because then that road becomes a little bit more trickier in a salary cap world. 11:57. Melusis with you, 888-808-1019.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.